Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're going to be taking a look at your pet's health on the program today with Dr. Bill Stork. Great to have Bill back, and he'll be answering your questions as we move along today on the show. But first, this is our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive, and it's the largest source of funding for the shows. And it comes from listeners like you. This drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So I hope you'll take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I'm joined by none other than Tom Lujack of Wisconsin Public Radio, our radio director. Tom, great to have you back here. How are we doing on the drive?
Really good, Larry. It was a good last hour. We heard from 8 new and returning members, and we want to thank all of those folks for their gifts. And right now, for the next hour, we have a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $3,000. This generous match is from current members, including one in Bear Creek, and it means that they'll match every dollar that you give today.
I love those dollar-for-dollar matches. You know, it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs you love. Give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, when you donate to WPR, you'll join more than 50,000 other members all over the state. Pooled together, your support makes up the largest source of funding for WPR programs.
Very powerful, your support. You make possible all the WPR programs you enjoy and that so many others do as well. So make your gift right now and you choose the amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, if you've never given before and you look forward to listening to WPR every day, well, that's a sign it's time to donate. When you spend that much time with WPR, it means it's important to you.
And you're important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial participation from people like you, people who care about independent news, conversation, and music. And your gift of, say, $100 or maybe $10 a month or whatever amount feels right to you really does make a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I started listening when I was a grad student here in 1976. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. One reason I love listening is that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and WPR always has a lot of different things. I can hear everything from politics to gardening to travel information. I love just hearing that variety of things.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. The Spring Member Drive, Larry Mueller here with Tom Lujack. The WPR programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. And your contribution, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a difference for our entire community.
You know, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. We have about $3,000 left to raise. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And the new WPR glass tumbler is the perfect way to enjoy your favorite beverage and share the fact that WPR is your source for news and information. So ask for yours when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy. just set up what you'll be giving on a monthly donation coming right out of either your bank account or your credit card. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs you love. And Larry Jonathan up in Mezamine says, I'm a Larry Mueller Show fan and really enjoy the Wisconsin focus of his show. You got fans out there all over.
Jonathan and Mezamine, thank you so much. What about you? Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much. Well, we're going to turn our attention to Dr. Bill Stork next. He is the owner of the Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. He's also the author of several books. And we're going to be hearing Dr. Stork's tips on teaching your dog recall. And we'll take, of course, your other pet questions as well. So you maybe want to share how you taught your dog to come when you call, or maybe you're wondering how to keep the ticks off your pet this spring. Love to have you part of the conversation. Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Dr. Bill Stork, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Larry. Glad to be here.
I had a friend who had took his dog out. We were going for a walk through the fields, and he said, oh, I've taught the dog how to call to come. And the dog got a look at that wide open field and took off, and he called and called and called, and the dog never came back. He was quite embarrassed, my friend, as a matter of fact, because he thought he'd taught the dog how to come when called. But it's an example, I think, of why it's important to teach your dog proper recall.
Yeah, no reason for him to be embarrassed by any stretch of the imagination, because what he just demonstrated was absolute human nature. Because when our dog takes off on us, what our natural response is to keep on yelling louder and more frantically, looking as if our head's about to fall off our shoulders. And by my way of thinking, what dog in the right mind would come back to a screaming maniac that's frustrated at their dog? And there's also a principle in behavior that is really difficult to adhere to, but it's good to know about. And that is to not repeat a command that is not being obeyed, because essentially you're reinforcing the dog not complying with that request. And there's some specific strategies for a dog that's running away from you at the speed of light instead of coming back to you. And that is maybe a little bit counterintuitive, but if you can at all get the dog's attention and turn around and head the other way, like head towards the car or head towards the house. But as is the case in so many things in life, an ounce of prevention, the time to really establish a rock solid recall and the holy grail and what can save your dog from running out in front of traffic, what can save your dog from running into a pack of dogs that may not be all that friendly, is the distracted recall. And the time to start working on a distracted recall is 10 minutes after that dog comes in your house and joins your family, whether that be as a puppy, whether that be as a little bit of an older dog, whether you adopt that dog older. And the general progression is pretty intuitive. You call that dog to you when there's a 100% chance that the dog's going to come to you, when they're coming at you anyway, and then you reward them for it. And you do that repeatedly all different times of the day and night, and you gradually progress to greater levels of distraction. Say the dog is across the room, in the kitchen, around the island, in the bedroom, but when he is going to obey that command and he's going to come, he sits in front of you, you give him a treat and you reward him and you praise him. And then you go outside. Maybe it's just in your garage. Maybe it's in your yard. There's no chipmunks or squirrels for them to be distracted by. And once again, you get the notion. We're just simply proceeding to greater levels of distraction. And then here's where the going gets tough. And I have an Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler who knows where every raccoon on our farm is going to be next Thursday. This dog just has radar. And what I did with her is you watch the dog and you wait until they're about to break, wait until they see something that they're going to take off after. You see it first, or you read their body language first, make a loud noise, call them to you, and celebrate like it's 1999, and you reward them for it. But perchance, as we said earlier, if they break on that chipmunk or squirrel or whatever it is that they're after, and they're not coming back, then you lost that round. And some tools that can work well, you know, dog parks can work well because they're contained. The dogs can't get themselves into harm's way. Or what a lot of people will do is have a light nylon rope that's 15, 20, 25 feet long, or a lunge line for a horse that they drag, so that if the dog gets away, you can regain control of the situation a little more effectively.
Yeah. You know, some people use shock collar or pinch collars as a way to teach dogs to come. I'm not a big fan of that. Can you train a dog without using that method? It sounds like certainly you can.
Well, preferably not. And the Lake Knowles Veterinary Clinic is a designation called a low stress handling clinic. And lots of clinics are now either low stress handling certified or fear free certified. And what folks need to realize with regard to shock collars and pinch collars are, and actually we'll talk about them a little bit separately. A shock collar gets the dog to do what you want them to do because they're afraid of being punished. And that's a dog that can be dangerous and timid later on. What our goal is to get a dog to do what we would like them to do because it's the right thing to do. And therefore we powerfully discourage shock collars for that reason. And we ask people to work on it in a fashion that I just described. And I can understand the attraction of pinch collars and choke collars. There was actually a day when they were highly recommended, but the problem is, we'll say a pinch collar, and you have a big dog and you're a small person and the dog sees somebody that they want to go greet, even in a friendly fashion, and all of a sudden they get pinched. Well, the dog doesn't go through the process and think, oh man, I was not supposed to pull on the end of this leash. I'm sorry, I won't do it again. They think that whatever it was, another dog or a person that they wanted to go greet, pinched them. And that's how you develop a condition called leash aggression. And leash aggression is a really common affliction, and it's a deal. And that's one way to develop it, is with a pinch collar or a choke collar. And there again, I understand their attraction, and there are a number of alternatives from that. There are harnesses that are called balance harnesses. And essentially what they are, they're a harness, except the point of attachment is off center. So if the dog starts to pull, then they're pulled off balance. And often I used to say that they were 100%. Nothing in this world is 100%, but they have a tendency to work pretty well.
Dr. Bill Stork, our guest, he is the owner of Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic, author of three books, and he does a lot of communications work, and it's always great to have him with us here on the Ideas Network because he's really good at answering your pet questions, and I love to have him with us. Also love to have Tom Lujak with us as well during our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. You know, you rely on the Ideas Network for informative, for interesting discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong, don't we, Tom?
We sure do, Larry, because listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. That's why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference. Just go to WPR.org or give us a call, 888-202-2552.
So we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including a member in Bear Creek. Your gift, if it's $50, it turns into $100, $100 into $200, and so on. So I hope you'll take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now. And I see we still have $2,900 left in that dollar-for-dollar match. So this would be a really good time for you to give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a powerful resource for news, talk, and music. We've all created it together over the years, and this service has an impact all over Wisconsin, far beyond, too. So providing information, connection, inspiration, that's what we do here at WPR every day.
I think your support enriches the lives of hundreds of thousands of listeners. You can make your impact right now. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry, we try to remind our audience that the easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. That means you make your monthly gift, whatever it is, $10 a month, $100 a month, any amount you choose. It goes on month after month, year after year. Really so important to the health of WPR. So get started now. It'll feel great. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Introducing the newest addition to your drinkware collection, the WPR Glass Tumbler. Show off your support for WPR while enjoying your favorite beverage from this high-quality 11-ounce glass. Whether it's for your morning iced coffee or a relaxing nightcap, add some elegance to the experience when you ask for your WPR glass tumbler with your gift of $12 a month or more. Here's how.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Our spring member trip drive is ongoing right now. Larry Mueller here with Tom Lujack. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now, up to $3,000. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member up in Bear Creek, will double every dollar that you give today. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
You might spend $20 going out for drinks or dinner, maybe even every single weekend. In the greater scheme of things, $20 isn't a big expense, especially if it was just once a month.
And that's why we ask you to give $20 a month for your WPR listening. On its own, $20 might not feel like much, but when you give it monthly, it really adds up to the programs that keep you informed and inspired every day, like Larry's show. Make your gift right now, $20 a month, or you choose the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect, and, oh, we've got a couple here. We've got, now we're down to $2,700 left to raise. So here's your chance. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And be sure to ask for your WPR glass tumbler when you make a gift of $12 a month or more in support of WPR programs. This elegant glass will remind you how much you value WPR every time you use it. You could raise a toast to Larry and the whole team here at WPR. We'll raise a toast to you if you get online at WPR.org or give us a call at 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you very much for that. And maybe today is the day you want to increase your support of WPR. Maybe add $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Paul in Fish Creek says WPR is the best source for information in the state.
Your gift right now, so important, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking with Dr. Bill Stork, the owner of Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic, and taking a look at your pet's health with Dr. Bill. I hope you'll join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. You can also email to ideas@WPR.org. Donna in Door County has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Donna.
Good morning. I'm glad I got on so quickly today. I have a wonderful cat that I was given a few years ago because he needed a quiet home to live in. No other animals and basically no other people. And the two of us have had a great few years together. Well, now he's ill. And he's on a medication. If I could give you the name of the condition he has, because I have the same one and I take medication for it, it works fine. And but he is giving him medication twice a day. I mean, we fight twice a day to do this. And he's 15 and beyond. And I find it difficult to even rationalize why I should fight with him twice a day for the rest of his life to keep this under control.
Do you give him a pill, or what is the...
Oh, no, it's a medication. It's a medication I have to give him twice a day.
You know, it reminds me of a comic strip I saw once upon a time. It was a dog that was a client or a customer at a pharmacist, and the dog... The pharmacist was also a dog, and the pharmacist that was a dog handed the patient that was a dog and said, "Here, have your owner stuff this down your throat twice a day," which as always, I hearken back to that. And under any circumstances, we're always looking to, you know, the benefit versus the stress. And if anything else, we're looking to reduce an animal's stress. What is the condition that you are medicating, Donna?
I said, if I could remember the name of it, it made me dizzy. This is how I find out that I had it. Like standing at the top of the stairs, looking down, is, oh my God, I can't do that. I need to. I would actually happen to be at out at Folklore Village dancing for a weekend, and that was when I discovered every time I got on the dance floor, I got sick. I had to get off the floor.
So vertigo, is that the proper term for
him? Yeah, that. Yeah,
that would be. Yeah, that would be vertigo in humans. Vestibular disease might be the equivalent in animals, and there are a couple of medications that your cat could potentially be on, but I would put this question to your veterinarian and ask them specifically if they feel as if the stress of giving the medication is worth the potential benefits of the medication. And also, Larry was getting real close to asking, there are a lot of compounding pharmacies that are available to us that can make medication that sounds like an old joke, it tastes like chicken, but they can make medication that tastes like chicken. And if your cat is eating halfway well, sometimes we can get them in it, get the medications in them that away. And there's also some topical formulations that we can apply either to the inside of their ears, or we can even shave small spots over their shoulder blades. If the medication is available in a topical form, that you can apply it that way. And if your veterinarian feels that the medication is absolutely imperative to its well-being, maybe there's a more palatable option available.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Donna, good luck. Give that a try. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ron in Beulah, Michigan. Hi, Ron.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a question about treating arthritis in my 12-and-a-half-year-old black lab. She's a guide dog, and we don't walk that much anymore. My friends noticed her limping quite bad a couple of months ago on her left front leg. And when we had that x-ray, the veterinarian said that there was a lot of arthritis in her left front elbow. And when you feel of it, it's noticeably bigger around at that joint than her right leg. So I tried CBD chews, which I'd heard could be helpful, and it helped a little bit. And then we put her on Novix, which I think is a carprofen, at 50 milligrams a day. She's a 50-pound dog. But she still limps once we start walking very much. And I don't want her to be in pain, but I don't know if it's painful or it's just limping because it's not moving as well. But I want to know how to give her a good quality of the rest of her life and what's the best medication and that kind of thing so that
sure.
we can still walk and not do harm to her.
Sure.
Yeah, or the best combination of medications and approaches, Ron. And I'll answer that question in two different ways. And first of all, specifically with regard to managing the discomfort, we consider multimodal pain management. And if you have a 50-pound dog that's on 50 milligrams of carprofen a day, you have the option of increasing that dose up to 50 milligrams twice a day, so long as I bet your veterinarian is monitoring your dog's at least kidney values to make sure that there aren't any aberrations in the kidney values. There are also pain medications with different modalities, different mechanisms of action, like gabapentin and things like that, that can further diminish the discomfort. CBD can be a good tool to use. Being cautious to get good quality products with ingredients. Then we're out there in the realm of supplements like glucosamine can be beneficial. Turmeric can be beneficial. Fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids can be beneficial. Then depending on how you feel about the alternative approaches, there are things like cold laser therapy. And a lot of veterinary clinics have laser therapy helped my knee after I had knee replacement. Some people like acupuncture. So that's kind of a description of some of the options that we have available to treat the discomfort. And so frequently people are very aware of pain and they ask the questions, do you think that he's in pain? And the answer is, yeah, he's in pain. But a better question would be, is he still on the balance enjoying his life? Is he responding to things that when you get out the leash and the collar, does he want to go for a walk? And I say, take those walks, but you have to start to judge how much is too much. And with a 50-pound dog, that's a lot to carry back home. So you want to be able to take them half as far as they're capable of walking. I don't know where in Michigan, but you guys have a lot of lakes over there and they'll get warm soon, or you might have indoor swimming facilities, and swimming your dog is a great exercise for them and gives them something to look forward to as well. And motion is medicine, in addition to the smorgasbord of potential modalities to help with the discomfort. And, you know, we keep them going as long as we possibly can.
Yeah. Ron, good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to Jeff in Gills Rock, Wisconsin. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I've got a chocolate lab that's on Apoquil. And it's a pretty expensive med, and it's not helping. The dog still scratches. She still scratches like crazy. Am I correct that once the dog goes on Apoquil, you can't take her off?
No, not exactly. Big topic, allergic dogs. I understand there were some discussions about that in last week's installment or last month's installment of the show. And there are some intricacies in there that matter. And I'm going to make some assumptions. I'm going to assume that when your dog went on Apoquil, they ruled out other potential causes, such as any kind of parasites, mites, fleas, anything like that. Then when it comes to Apoquil, there are dogs, especially times of the year, and now is one of them. Half of my technicians have runny eyes and sinus infections and seasonal allergies that are affecting them. And that is the time of the year when we also see a lot of dogs with seasonally affected allergies. And when we're experiencing this allergic onslaught, when everything is about to start growing and pollinating, these dogs are really intensely allergic. And during those times, you have to have them on a meaningful dose and frequency in order for it to be effective. And if they are on a meaningful dose and frequency in order to be effective, and they're still itching and they don't have like any open sores or anything like that, hot spots, if you will, then we may have to resort to something else. And back in the day before Apoquel, we had to put those dogs on steroids and antihistamines, which we hope to avoid as best we can. There's also another nearly as equally as expensive option. It's a different mechanism of action called Cytopoint. And Cytopoint on a daily basis is probably as expensive as Apoquel is. And by the way, we're with you with the expense, because from my side of the table, I'm the guy that writes the checks to buy it. But Cytopoint can be an option as well. The allergy testing route is probably a discussion that's bigger than the slot we have on this radio program, but those are some options. I would ask your vet if your dog is on kind of the maximum book dosage, because this time of year, sometimes that's what it takes.
No, there you go, Jeff. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your question and your comment as we visit with our guest today, Dr. Bill Storck. Here we are right in the midst of our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive, and Tom Lujack of WPR joins me once again to talk about your support. You know, it's an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. In fact, listener support's the largest source of our funding. And this drive is your time to take action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, we're reminding everybody that we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including a member in Bear Creek. That means that your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I love having Dr. Bill Storck on the program. He does such a great job of answering your pet's health questions and behavior questions. It's really, I think, an enriching program for a lot of people. How's your life enriched by it? How's it unique to public radio? We're listener-supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a pretty good value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
Comes out to $30 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or your charge, maybe put it on your credit card. Make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Joy.
I'm Scott.
And we're from Madison.
We became sustaining members because we do listen to it every day. We really appreciate it. We thought this is something we want to make sure continues. We are now fixed incomers, but we enjoy this station. It's one of the highlights. I couldn't imagine living anywhere without a public radio station.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or You want to? You might want to phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller with Tom Lujack, and your support during our drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift, maybe 10, 20 bucks a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Wisconsin has access to quality news, talk, and entertainment because 50,000 individuals and households, they choose to support WPR.
And WPR works on the honor system, so join this team effort with your gift right now. Say $10 a month. You decide the amount. And then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. We still have about just under $2,000 left to raise. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR today will go twice as far.
And the new WPR glass tumbler is the perfect way to enjoy your favorite beverage and share the fact that WPR is your source for news and inspiration. You can ask for yours when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, and we'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card possible. Just go to WPR.org or give us a call, 888-202-2552, to provide reliable support for the programs that you love.
Oh, Louise in Wauwatosa had a nice comment.
Louise likes you, Larry. Louise says that Larry and Kate, talking about Kate, our morning host, you're the best. You fill my life with joy, curiosity, and awe with your wonderful guest and interviews and empathy. Think of all the dog lovers out there, pet lovers, cat lovers, who are listening to today's program and getting so much information, so much knowledge that helps them in their life.
Your gift right now, very important. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. Taking a look at your pet's health on the show today with our guest, Dr. Bill Stork, owner of Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic. And by the way, our producers, Clara Neipert, and our engineer, Lee Rayburn, helping us out on the show today as well. Thanks to them, too. If you have a question, I hope you'll join in. We have lines pretty full, so let's go to Mary and Rubicon next. Mary, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry and Dr. Bill. I just wanted to tell you my experience with my 16-year-old Shih Tzu Pekingese mix. His back legs were kind of going out on him when he was on a slippery surface. And my vet suggested a chiropractor. So I gave it a try, and it was amazing. The first visit, he used the actuator on him and put him on the floor, and that little dog was as good as new. It was like a miracle. I take him about every 5 or 6 weeks for one adjustment, and it lasts that long. And right now it's been about 2 months that he's been in, and his legs are just fine. It was just amazing.
Oh, Mary, thank you for calling. That's a good story, Dr. Bill.
Oh, that is awesome. Love to hear it.
Yeah, thank you so much for that comment, Mary. Appreciate it. Louise in Dodgeville has something. Let's go there. Hi, Louise.
Hello. My cat has gotten diagnosed with asthma, and it's not terrible. Like, only like occasionally our cat will have a asthma attack. And so he's been given prednisolone and terbutaline. But just recently, our vet recommended that we get like an AeroCat, so, and then give him, I think, basically like Flovent inhaler just on a daily basis. But the Flovent prescription is about like $800 a month. And I'm wondering if we could just treat his asthma attacks as he has them instead of like treating it like daily as a preventative. and mm-hmm. he doesn't really wheeze, but he just will have like coughing attacks.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll take a little bit of finesse on my part, not having examined your cat. Louise, how old is your cat?
He's only 2.
Oh boy, young cat. So we want to go as lightly as we possibly can. And the inhalers are the tool that we use to treat cats who have periodic bouts with regard to asthma, and they're not bothered all the time, so that we don't have to have them permanently on prednisone, especially for such a young cat. So an observation that could help us make this distinction as to whether we have to have them on medication continually or whether we can treat them situationally is resting respiratory rate. And when they are resting, doing nothing else, they're not watching TV, they're not playing, they're not thinking about chasing mice or anything to that effect, we count either their inhalations or their exhalations and their expirations. And if they're comfortably under 30 or 35 per minute on repeated observations at various times of the day, then that's a really good sign. And if the frequency of the sneezing and coughing attacks are infrequent, they don't happen very often, then hopefully, and if your cat will accept the inhaler. And that's a big if, because, you know, it's very difficult to explain to your cat that when they're having a hard time breathing, that they're going to benefit from having this device placed in front of their face, that they're supposed to inhale the prednisone that's going to decrease the inflammation in their lungs. Some cats accept it, some cats don't. So depends on the resting respiratory rate, the frequency, and whether your cat will accept the inhaler or not.
There you go, Louise. Thank you very much for calling. Nick in Madison has a comment or question. Let's go there. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Larry, and hi, Dr. Bill. So I have a four-month-old German Shepherd, and he knows a lot of training in the house, like sit, stay, lay, back up, things like that. But he has, I think it's just him being defensive of me, but over the weekend was a good example. We were up at a friend's campground up north, and if anybody got out of sight of him for more than maybe 15 to 20 minutes when they'd reappear in the area near me, you cannot get him to stop barking at them. Even if they're petting him, playing with him, giving him a treat, he goes right back to acting like he's never seen them before. And I'm wondering if there's something I need to be doing to address that, or is this kind of like the puppy biting? Is he going to get out of this? Because he knows these people, but he acts like, oh, stranger danger.
Yes, a stranger danger or alarm barking is what it is that you're describing, Nick. And I love the fact that you're feeling the urgency of this situation, because, you know, what you have there in a four-month-old German Shepherd is you have a whole big bunch of dog, as you know from the training you've done with him inside. And that's a really smart and a really purpose-driven dog. And at 4 months of age, he's starting to get a little bit older than the age when everybody gets automatically accepted. And there's going to be some real intricacies in the way you work with him in this situation. It's going to be to some extent predicated on how those people approach him. And it very well may be worth creating some scenarios by which people approach him in an organized fashion. When I say an organized fashion, I mean not coming in big, not coming in tall, not coming in looming over the top of him or attempting to approach him. And it's going to be dependent upon how they react to him. So if you can find people that you can coach them up, when they react to the dog that's barking at them, they don't react to the dog that's barking at them. They either ignore him And that may even involve turning their back to him so that they stone cold ignore him. Then from your side of the leash and his side of the leash, you know, what do we do with kids? When we anticipate that they're going to do something that we want them not to do, we ask them what we want them to do. And that can involve, you described some really great work you're doing with him inside as far as sitting and staying and down and rewarding him and things like that. When these people approach, you try and get him engaged in something that you want him to do. And if he still does the alarm barking, then one of the things that you can do quietly, calmly, turn him the other direction, put him in his crate, and shut the door. And you're not using his crate as a form of punishment. You're simply putting him in a timeout, and then you reward him when he's quiet, and you bring him out when he's quiet. But what it is that you're describing, and this is me letting him a little bit off the hook, that's really high times. You know, just, you know, yes, they were just here, but now somebody knew. And it's a really stimulating time for him. And there's lots of other things that can be beneficial, but that's a little bit of a snapshot. It's going to take some work and some rehearsal, but clearly you're doing some great work and you'll get through it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Good luck, Nick. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. And, you know, I appreciate everybody who's contributed so far during our Wisconsin Public Radio member drive. Tom Lujak dropped back here to talk with you and with me about your gift. It makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for our programs. So I hope you'll step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, we have a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $3,000 in effect right now. Good news, we're over halfway there, so still looking for around $1,500 yet in your program. It's a great time to donate because current members, including one up in Bear Creek, will double every dollar that you give today. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Double the impact of your gift right now by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Always enjoy talking with Dr. Bill Stork, and I know you enjoy listening to him. There's always lots of calls and a lot of interest, and a lot of people have told me they've benefited from his advice. And I hope you've been enriched by his comments today. We're kind of, I think it's kind of unique to public radio. Here we are, listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift. And for goodness sakes, we still have about $1,500 left to raise in our dollar-for-dollar match, and we've only got about 3 or 4 minutes to do it.
Got to get going here. This member drive, remember, you get a glass tumbler. You could raise your glass tumbler at the same time you help us raise that last $1,500. You could use it, by the way, for your morning orange juice or an evening cocktail. That elegant glass will be your new go-to. So make room in your drinkware cabinet and ask for your WPR glass tumbler with your gift of $12 a month or more today. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I just like the balanced, thoughtful approach that public radio provides us.
I like to hear the interviews. They're always very topical.
Regardless of the event or the program, it's always top quality.
If you ask me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it. I wouldn't want to do without it.
I just really enjoy it.
Well, I enjoy it, too, and I hope you do as well. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our spring member drive. Larry Mueller here with Tom Lujak. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support and your contribution. $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a big difference for our entire community.
We have a dollar-for-dollar match, don't forget, in effect right now from current members, including one up in Bear Creek. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. $100 turns into $200 and so on. So take advantage of this match and double your support to Wisconsin Public Radio right now. Just give by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
And we have about $1,000 left to raise, and we can do that with several donations or maybe just one. Now's the time. Give while you're thinking about it. Takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to WPR.
Don't put it on a to-do list. Just take care of it right now, right, Larry?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so easy, too. You just go to the website, WPR.org, or give us a call, 888-202-2552. And in just a few minutes, you'll have that good feeling of supporting Larry and all of the other great programs that you hear at WPR.
That dollar-for-dollar match, I think we're at about $1,000. We have just a couple of minutes left to raise that. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support goes twice as far.
And remember to ask for that WPR glass tumbler when you make a gift of $12 a month or more in support of WPR programs. Every time you pick it up, it'll remind you of the value that WPR brings to you. So ask for yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're coming up to the time where we're going to take a look at the news and find out what else is in store for us. Dr. Bill Stork will be back after that, but now would be an excellent time. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing gifts, maybe increase. If you're a first-time contributor, do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Your gift right now is so, so, so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network as we take a look at your pet's health. Dr. Bill Stork, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller. Dr. Stork is the owner and operator of Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic, works with both small and large animals. And it's great to have him back with us today. Marissa in Madison has a question for you, Dr. Bill. Let's go there. Hi, Marissa.
I'm a college student right now, and I'm going to move into a really small studio apartment next year. And I'm wanting to take my cat, who's lived in a house her whole life, with me. And I'm wondering if that's going to be a really hard transition and, like, what I can do to make it easier for her. Because it's going to be, like, 200 square feet. Like, it's really small.
Yeah, so going from a fairly large area to 200 square feet, Dr. Bell.
Well, in order to accomplish that, and your connection cut out just a little bit when I heard when you were describing the nature of your pet that's making this transition.
It's a cat.
Oh, it's a cat. Okay. I think that can be done, and there are a few things that can help you with that transition. One of which is, you may or may not be familiar with a product called Feel-Away. And what Feel-Away is a feline pheromone product, which to an old guy sounds like me, sounds a little bit like hocus pocus medicine. And what Feel-Away and other pheromone products are, they are an analog of the substance that cats rub on doorways and pant legs and things that mark them as being okay. And what you can do, if you're not using Feel-Away in your current apartment, to start using Feel-Away, and it's available in like plug-in diffusers in the apartment that you currently live in. And then when you move, you use the Feel-Away in your new location to help that cat realize that the area is okay. And then even though it's only a 200 square foot apartment, you can still use vertical space, in which case cat trees are very, very important. Enrichment toys can be very, very important. Feathers on strings. Cats can be trained to play ball. They can be trained to play fetch, so long as you can get the cat to think that it's his idea that they play that game in the first place. We advise people to be cautious with ye olde laser pointers, which are very, very popular because Yes, cats will chase a laser on the wall, but my best analogy is going fishing forever with a naked hook and never getting a bite. They don't get an opportunity to catch anything. And even things like stuffed animals that they can tackle and they can wrestle around with. So there are lots of ways to engage your cat, and you can do that in your current space. You can get it started in your current space, and you can continue it in your new space.
Yeah, good luck with that, Marissa. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to Sally in Madison next. Hi, Sally.
Hi, this is Sally.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
I have a Sheltie. He's around 10 years old, and for the last couple of years, around 5 o'clock in the morning, he gets this kind of chronic cough, and then he gakes. And lately, it's been kind of progressively getting worse, happening more in the daytime and just a harder time at night.
Hmm.
Well, Sally, that's one in a 10-year-old Sheltie that's going to require a workup. And if your veterinarian hasn't already recommended radiographs of the chest and a good complete physical exam and an auscultation of the chest and heart and lungs, that's where that investigation is going to get started. Because especially if this has been going on for a couple of years and getting progressively worse and being more predominant initially when the dog was at rest, I would start with a workup, radiographs, and a good physical exam.
Sally, good luck. Thank you for calling. Marty emailed us. They just got a rescue lab from a breeder about a month ago. She'll turn 4 in June. The only problem is her separation anxiety. She whines and howls and paces and chews things. They've tried calming treats and just ordered the pheromones. Marty tried to give her things to do in the kennel, which unfortunately they have to keep her in a couple of days a week, but that hasn't worked. She just ignores them. When they finally come home, she eats and then throws up because she gets herself so worked up.
Maybe one of the biggest challenges that we face, Marty, and I'm going to take a couple of steps back and make a statement that I speak to almost every one of our clients who adopt a dog, young or old. Especially in this age of working from home and flex time and families that have situations where there is someone at home frequently, your first job with a newly adopted dog is to leave that dog alone so they get good at being left alone, because separation anxiety, and Marty, this is something that you came into when you adopted the dog, so you're going to have one heck of a challenge. And it sounds as if you're off to a really good start with regard to trying to give them things to occupy them in the kennel. And yep, when they get wound up, they ignore it. And the pheromones are a good try. And there are some medications that can help. There's one called trazodone, gabapentin, that can help take the edge off of it. Then we take a few more steps back, and the more you can engage that dog both physically and mentally when you are there, the better off you're going to be. And that involves not just high speed athletic activities like playing frisbee and ball and stuff like that. Never underestimate the value of a long sniffing walk, 45 minutes, an hour and a half, dog on a leash, dog's nose on the ground, and take him, you know, if on Mondays you turn right, on Tuesdays you turn left, on Wednesdays you go across the street, mix it up so they get as great a variety of experiences through the nose, through the eyes, through the ears as humanly possible. And then there are some intricacies that matter with regard to, one, how you leave and how you return. And in a general sense, when you leave, and you, I bet, given all of the smart things that you've done already, I bet you're already doing some of these things. When you leave, find a sequence that you use every time, like picking up your keys, putting on your shoes, grabbing your coat, and leaving. And do that sequence every time. Do that sequence calmly every time that you leave. And when you return, and this won't be rewarded immediately, but on repeated returns, this can matter as well. When you walk in the door, you are stone cold sober. No high-pitched noises, no celebration, glad to see you down on your hands and knees. You just walk in sober as a judge, open the crate, take the dog outside. Those are some very general suggestions for a really big, deeply seated problem. Given what you're doing, you're going to get there, but you may even have to employ the services of a really good behaviorist to come over and do a home visit and see the situation. There very well may be some specific environmental elements that can help you out as well.
Dana in New Berlin emailed us. Dana has a 10-year-old Shih Tzu that a mix that watches TV and jumps off the couch and barks frantically at every animal he sees or hears. He knows that Dana doesn't like it as he does his leap and barking, then turns around and looks at them before he comes back to sit on the couch with them. Additionally, Dana worries that this is not good for his health. So what to do about that?
Well, in a situation like that, we have to get a little bit creative. First of all, your response is going to be their response, and heightened emotion has a tendency to be very contagious. And quite frankly, anticipation. And a 10-year-old Shih Tzu that is laying on the couch, that when they see an animal, they like to jump off the couch and respond to what's taking place on the television set. You don't let them on the couch. Or you put them in a crate if you feel as if you're going to be watching a program that is going to have dogs and animals that the dog might get excited over. Or, you know, I'd put the dog on a leash, and if it sees an animal that it gets excited about, if you want the dog to be lifted onto the floor, if you want the dog to go down a ramp, then you physically restrain them, not in a harsh fashion, but you physically restrain them until they settle, until they calm, and then you instruct them on what it is you want them to do. But I'm with you, because a small dog jumping down off of a couch, shoulders aren't meant to withstand that kind of an impact. So You might have to do a little tough love and not let them on the couch in the first place.
What about sounds? And I'm thinking thunderstorms right now, Dr. Bill. What can we do with the dog that a dog that is scared of thunder?
Yeah, multimodal approach to those situations, and it's about to get more relevant as the thunderstorm season approaches. Fireworks, loud noises are going to become more and more a part of what's taking place outside. And once again, anxiety has a tendency to be contagious. And when your dog is pacing and panting and nervous, it's really difficult for us not to get pace, for us not to pace and pant and get nervous and to heighten the situation. But it's our responsibility not to do so. And, you know, we've talked earlier in with other situations, if you have the ability to know that one of these events are going to take place, if, you know, I live near the Jefferson Speedway where they shoot off fireworks for almost any occasion, so I know when those fireworks are going to take place. So in the afternoon, I'll take my dog for a 2-hour walk and get them as tired as they can possibly be. Then ask the dog, because we have dogs, we have patients that they want to go down to the basement. If there is an area of your house that's as far away, as secluded, and as protected from the loud noises as possible, and the dog will go to that spot, then that's a really good part of the solution. Some dogs will hide in the bathtub. Some dogs will hide behind the toilet. And if when they get there, they're more calm, then absolutely let them do it. We've had clients that have literally built caves for their dogs, have built enclosures that are insulated against sound and have drapes and have dark so the dogs can go there. And then they surround that with loud ambient noise that you can counter condition them to as well. So, you know, if there's music, if there are sounds, if there's tapes, if there's videos that you can play in times of calm, when there is no thunderstorm, when there are no loud noises outside, and you can positively reward the dog when those sounds are taking place, and they can be in their cave in the dark, padded, protected from sound, which sounds pretty extravagant, but these things can get really pervasive and they can escalate over time. And there are medications that can help as well.
Dr. Bill, always a pleasure. It's great to have you with us. Thank you so much, and really enjoy it having you along today. Dr. Bill Storck, owner of the Lake Mills Veterinary Clinic, and the author of 3 books. I've read every one of them, and they're all good. I like him, and I like his books, and I like his advice. Especially during our public radio spring member drive, Tom Lujack back to talk about our goal. And our goal is to keep bringing you topics like we have with Dr. Bill today and your pet's health. Your support makes that happen, because listener support's our largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give right now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, we've heard from 6 donors so far this hour. We want to thank all of them who have given. Our goal is to get 9 more gifts by 1 o'clock today. This goal is set up to make sure that we'll be in a good position to pay for Larry's show and all of the other great programs that you hear on WPR.
So let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time, and let's start with yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, you may not have a life coach or a personal trainer or a veterinarian like the one we just heard from today to speed dial, and that's okay, because when you listen to our programs here at WPR, you get advice from all kinds of experts. And what's the cost to you? Well, you choose. Our programs are the source for helpful information. So support it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This member drive toast to WPR with your new tumbler. It's an elegant glass, features a sound wave design, and a shout out to your favorite stations. Start preparing your favorite beverage and ask for the tumbler when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Preparation may just be opening that bottle. You never know. It could be real easy preparation, Larry. You know, here at WPR, we understand the importance of trust. You trust that you'll hear quality programs every day, and you trust that you'll get the very best information.
You trust that you'll be inspired, informed, and entertained every time you turn on the radio.
You know, we've been building a relationship of trust for many years. Because you value this unique radio service, you know you can trust it. So support it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is. Well, WPR has been around for years because thousands of people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
And now it's time for you to make that decision. Many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month. You choose what works best for you. The important thing, though, is to give now. It's time. Go to WPR.org or call us at 888 888- 202-2552.
And it is really easy to give. All you need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
And it takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. And those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really does make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. And I think WPR is one place where that's true every day. You might consider a gift of $2 a day to support the programs you love.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to buy much for $2. But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. That works out to about $60 a month. You know, you can make that gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your gift of $10 or $20 a month makes intelligent radio available to the entire state of Wisconsin and even beyond. You can see why your gift is powerful.
And that big impact is accomplished in just a few minutes. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, you choose the amount.
And you might be wondering, how much should I give? Well, that's up to you. Your contribution, and it could be any amount, will be turned into programs that will keep you informed and entertained all year long.
The important thing is to make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you for making an investment that serves your entire community.
Here we got about 34 minutes to go in this hour, and we're looking for seven more people to join in. Your gift today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And don't forget that new WPR glass tumbler is the perfect way to enjoy your favorite beverage and share the fact that WPR is your source for news and inspiration. Ask for your tumbler when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I wish we had a couple of those glass tumblers right now.
Larry, I checked with one of my friends here at the station as you were on, and they're looking for one right now. She said you could see it on our website, though.
Well,
but you can't drink out of it on the website, so we're going to try to get one in here.
Oh, man. It's and, you know, sustaining members, if you're a sustaining member, I think if you're sustaining at $12 a month or more, you're eligible to receive that glass tumbler. And I think if you're not, now's a great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Dominic in Mequon says, I'm giving to support what I call radio encouragement. Oh, and they're also giving for Larry's show. The people out there just love this program. A friend of mine, Larry, just listens every day over in Milwaukee and says, I learn so much every day.
Well, I tell you what, it is really a lot of fun to host this program, and I've been hosting it for quite a long time, and believe me, I've learned a lot. And one of the things I've learned is that we have a great, great community of listeners. There are people who phone in with great comments and questions. And it's a great community, and this community knows that WPR is listener supported. And, you know, that means as you think about it right now, your gift is really powerful, really makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. On behalf of Tom Lujack, I'm Larry Mueller, and thank you so much for contributing. Please stay with us.